Dynasty Refinery Podcast, your home of in-depth dynasty analysis with your host, Michael Royer, and co-host, Jared Fox. Prepare for content to drop in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Dynasty Refinery Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Royer, and joining me... Nope, actually Jared is a little under the weather here with a migraine, so I'm going to run you through our player spotlights on Jerry Jeudy and CeeDee Lamb. You know, these are the two wide receivers in this class that everyone's excited about. This is the biggest, you know, wide receiver debate since AJ and Julio back in the day. So we're looking at Jerry Jeudy here first. You know, 20-year-old wide receiver coming out of Alabama, 6'1", 192 pounds, just amazing athlete coming out of college. You know, you're looking at some of the quickest feet that I've possibly seen, you know, as I'm over the past couple years, not just this year. He is a route running technician. You know, he's a guy who fits that mold of that Alabama wide receiver who just has great route running abilities, reminiscent to, you know, a guy I'm going to comp him to towards the end here, but Amari Cooper. You know, he is just such a great technician at the line. Not the strongest guy, but a guy who's really going to, you know, create some separation with his route running ability. He has a very diverse route tree. He's a guy who pretty much can run any route we're looking at, you know, and that's something that separates him from a lot of the guys in this class and in classes, you know, prior. He's one of the fastest guys coming out. I see him running probably a 4.440, a guy that has just great run after the catch ability. You know, he can make things happen. He's one of the guys who I believe in this class really sets himself apart because he's going to have that ability to take it to the next level and take it to the house like he did in the bowl game, you know. And I think a lot of people saw that where against Michigan, 6 catches, 204 yards and a touchdown, you know, 34 yards per catch. Just a guy who separated himself from the class and just made it known that, you know, that's he's putting people on notice, you know, that Jerry Jeudy is an elite wide receiver coming into this class. He's a consistent hands catcher. You know, a lot of times we're looking at wide receivers just making sure they're catching with their hands, they're not body catching. He's got incredibly soft hands, some of the best hands in this class, and it proved, you know, over the last couple seasons. You know, look at 2018, 68 receptions, 1,315 yards, averaged 19 yards per catch and 14 touchdowns. And what did he do? You know, comes right back the next season, improves, you know, with 77 receptions, yardage down a little bit, touchdowns down a little bit, but obviously some of that is tied in with, you know, obviously Tua getting injured. Jerry Jeudy, you know, those are some of his pros. For me, the biggest deterrent of his game is, you know, he has a light frame. Obviously, potentially durability concerns. A guy who, you know, he's a guy who's not going to, he might struggle with press coverage. He's a guy who, you know, his measurables are not in his favor. He's a guy that's obviously going to have to win with his route running ability, which if he gets in the right system, you know, that the sky's the limit with that. But he's not a guy who's going to win a ton of 50-50 balls. He's not a guy who's going to be able to, you know, push off at the line and really separate himself like we're going to talk about with Lamb. Jerry Jeudy is just instantly a top 10 dynasty wide receiver in this league, I believe. He's a guy that I'm very comfortable taking in that, you know, 103 to 106 range when it comes to super flex startups. I would not have any problem in that area. You know, obviously we're looking at Burrow and Swift, but after that, you know, if you wanted to take Jeudy, you know, he's a guy, the sky's the limit for him. I'm basically comping him between AJ Green and Amari Cooper, the way the guy plays. He's going to have a fantastic career in the NFL. He's a guy that you should be targeting in your rookie drafts, you know. And I'm seeing a lot of disrespect, or I'm seeing him going in after all these running backs at in that 108 range sometimes, 107, 108 in Superflex, because they're getting those quarterbacks, they're getting those running backs because they get instant value. But Jerry Jeudy could be a steal in this draft, and you know he's obviously going to be a mid first round pick, but he could still be a steal because of his just elite playmaking ability and doing it on the biggest stage. The next guy we're going to talk about, obviously, is CeeDee Lamb. You know, when we first started talking about wide receivers in this class, I had Jeudy as, you know, my number one guy and as in the wide receivers. And then I started watching CeeDee Lamb's tape more, and I'm like, I fell in love with this guy. You know, he's a guy 6'2", 189 pounds, and also an elite playmaker, but does it totally different than Jerry Jeudy. Jerry Jeudy wins, you know, with his route running abilities and his quickness, where CeeDee Lamb, his ball skills are unparalleled in this class. You know, he's a physical wide receiver, great at catching 50-50 balls, and he does that by adjusting in the air, using his frame. I mean, the way this guy uses his body control is amazing. You know, I'm watching tape and I'm seeing him just hang up in the air with his body control, getting into the right position, and just incredible concentration. A guy who just is going to win at all levels in the field, and just has elite concentration skills, has great hands. He's one of the most natural pass catchers in this league. You know, he's going to be instantly, you know, a top end wide receiver in this league. I believe he's a top 10 dynasty wide receiver right off the bat. I have him compared to DeAndre Hopkins. And those of you that know me know that DeAndre Hopkins is my absolute favorite wide receiver. And I see a lot of the same in him as I do CeeDee Lamb. You know, I see these guys, similar frame, similar body style. They win in similar ways with that. They're the way that they position themselves, the way that they, you know, learn the game. And I feel like CeeDee Lamb's going to contribute right off the bat, but he's a guy 2-3 years down the road, we're going to be talking about him as a potential first-round dynasty startup pick. Some of the cons that I would see, some things that aren't, I'm not totally wild about in CeeDee Lamb's game. You know, he doesn't have elite speed. He's got good enough speed. He'll probably run at about the 4-5 40s when it comes down to the combine, which is going to, you know, give us a lot more ideas of what he's capable of. His route running is good. It's not great, but he wins with his ball control. He wins with his physical frame. So his route running is only going to improve once he gets in the right system. And then the only other deterrent looking at his stats is obviously, you know, we're looking at he was going against Big 12 corners. You know, he's a guy that excelled against the Big 12, but we're not talking about one of the elite leagues. You know, we're looking at the Big 12. But CeeDee Lamb versus Jerry Jeudy, you know, these are guys that both belong in that 3, 4, 5, 6 range of your dynasty rookie drafts, guys that are just going to catapult themselves into the elite stratosphere right off the bat. So I want to thank you guys for, you know, tuning in. It's a little bit different without Jared here. You know, I've kind of leaned over, kind of like that Stuck on You movie. I'm leaning in, but there's no one leaning back. So it's a little bit shorter than usual. But both of these guys, buy. You want all of them, as many assets, or as many, you know, shares of these guys as you can possibly get. So thank you for tuning into the Dynasty Refinery podcast. And as always, you know, you can find me at Dynasty_DadFF. You can find Jared at Dynasty Refinery, and we want you guys to tune in and, you know, rise and refine those dynasty rosters.